5CT 105FM is online on Facebook and Instagram. 5CT 105FM.
Great.
Mix nuts. Mix nuts. Mix nuts.
Wow!
Mix nuts. What a bag of mix nuts.
I don't think you've heard enough. We don't think so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
George. George. George.
George.
George. George. George. Start your day the right way with Mixed Nuts in the Morning on the 5CT 105FM.
Oh, good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. That's correct. It's Mixed Nuts. It's TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. And today, Friday, is the second of the comedy prelims. The trophy winner, Derek Myers. I know we didn't contact yet. I spoke to them yesterday, Derek. But you're safe. Don't worry, that trophy has your name on it, boy. That's correct. So it's a hole now. If it is that you entered the last time, you can enter again. But today being the prelims, guys, you need to make it clean but funny. It's Comedy Corner. It's a Comedy Corner inside a comedy club. Where you give me the clean but funny, and your name goes down, and at the end of 3 weeks, or at the end of the month, we have a finals, and then we have a second winner. And we'll see how that goes, you know what I mean? We're going to see how that goes. So classes started, has started, and let me see who's here. Oh, morning, Nikki. George, Nikki, Nicole, the Mixon family have a great and positive day. Auntie Betty, Wayne, and the Eid Royal family. Oh, good morning, Auntie Betty and Wayne. Shorty present in class. Congratulations to all the children who sat SEA. Congratulations to you guys. I know it's not an easy feat. I know it's a little wrenching, but it's all over now, and as you know, the old saying says, that too shall pass.
Allison in school, Italy, have a blessed day, my children, Justin and Samaya. Love them all my family and friends. God bless you all. Be safe.
So you heard that. Allison says good morning to Trinidad and Tobago. Let me see who else is in class today. This morning, I think this is Ali. Let me make sure. Yeah.
Bless morning, George and Mrs. It's Friday. So you know what Ali like. Bless morning, Georgie. It's Ali inside. Morning to you, Mrs. You all have a blessed and great day. Enjoy your weekend. And as the Ali say, all who love Ali say, love you, Ali. You all do have a blessed weekend, Trinidad and Tobago.
You can't get better than that. You can't get better. Let me see who else is in school. Good morning, Trudy and Anthony Roberts from Carnage in class. Shout out to you again, Hyacinth. Good morning, George Cheryl from Digger Martin, present in class. Good morning, Cheryl. It's a wonderful Friday, George. Love and blessings to you, Nikki, Nick, and Nicole. Margaret Hajari. Good morning, Big Daddy George, Nikki, Nick, and Chunky Veg. Curtis Dookie locked on from Bloomington, Indiana. Sending love to all the City Vibe family. Love in the house. Good morning, Mixnus, and all the whole family. Barney, UK present in class. Thank you for bringing the Xmas music to London over the internet. Big up to Puran yesterday in the IPL, boy. Correct. He did incredible. He did very, very well. And let's see who else is in class. Fabulous blessings. Big Daddy George, it's Jason from Woodbrook. Thanks a lot, Jason. Always cool. Oh gosh, this is the voice of all.
Oh, Big Daddy Whitney Houston, Kenny Rogers. Oh my God. Good morning, Big Daddy. Good morning, 105. I be here, present in class.
I just like how that...
Good morning, Big Daddy. Good morning, Big Daddy. Good morning, Big Daddy.
Oh, come. Hear that. Morning to you, George. and the entire class, Nikki, Nicole, Pat, in class early, just wishing everyone a blessed, beautiful, and safe day. Much love, guys. Yep. It's Comedy Club right here on the Vibe City 105, guys. Will you call us and give us a clean but funny? Will you call us and give us a clean but funny? Hello, morning.
Morning, Georgie, darling.
Hey, Beatrice, girl, what is?
And then, no man, daddy. Any weather?
What's it, it raining?
No, lonely as usual, any weather?
It's not raining, are you?
No, it's not raining, I'm Georgie.
Oh, by the way, you say the weather, I say, oh, gum. We in some problems.
Yeah, but that's already.
Long time, girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, making a joke a bit about this morning, but.
Yeah, what about you now? Your breakfast yet?
No.
Hmm.
No coffee, I'm drinking some coffee now.
Yeah, now I need some coffee in my system, too.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to bring some food a bit up.
Careful, you know. Careful, you know.
I said hello to everybody, Baltimore,
Milford.
Hey,
Milford,
that's all, boy.
Yeah, no, we heard him yesterday, you know.
Hey,
yeah, yeah, he say how everybody wants his seat bread, he don't understand that.
I get ready, you know.
I could well imagine. Just make sure you have my seat bread, baby.
Yeah, yeah, getting that. Getting
don't
that.
Play up in your monthly salary.
That's all. So I wanted to say something nice to Lamin Driver, that the way the mask, wash the hands and things.
Mm-hmm.
Baltimore, hey Baltimore, get up, boy, I want some coffee.
Yeah, Baltimore ain't get up here, but you go get up. Don't worry, you go get up. You go get up.
All them Marvella drivers, papers, man. Enjoy the day today, George, I'll listen to you.
Thanks, sir, baby.
Baby, yes.
Okay, honey. That's correct, guys. It's mixed us right here on the Vibe City 105. And it's Comedy Club where we are asking you to call us and give us clean but funny, clean but funny. Hello, morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Andy in class.
Andy, boy, how are you going, brother?
I did not get up there, so I hear you calling one time.
One time, I say so, but you're right.
Yeah.
Okay, partner.
I want to become Sunil in Lahore, Sunil Market in Lahore. You tell me every morning of the Sunil.
Sunil?
Sunil Supermarket in Lahore.
Okay, we say good morning to Sunil Supermarket, boy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah,
all right, my friend. Yeah, good morning to all the people down at Pennywise listening to the Vibe City 105. Good morning to the staff down at Mileage Mark, always locked on. Good morning to the staff down at Johnny Q Hardware Division, always locked on. So we say good morning to you guys. Good morning to Peaks Gas Station in Cookery, always locked on.
Start your day the right way with Mix Nuts in the morning on the Vibe City 105 FM.
That's correct, guys. It's the Vibe City 105. It's Mix Nuts. It's Mix Nuts. And guys, we're asking you to call us and give us a clean but funny. The prelims for the second Comedy Club Challenge is here. We got a voice note. I think this is from Bongo.
I'm Big Daddy George. Bongo here, Washington, D.C. Early in class. Be blessed. Keep up the good work.
George do have... Good morning, George, and to everyone locked on. Congrats to my baby girl, Brittany, on her SA exam. It's over now. Present in class is Mira Ramnarine. George, do have a safe and blessed day. Thanks a lot, Omira. Good morning. How granny? Granny's doing well as far as all reports. Morning, George. Jazzy from Florida, present in class. You're bringing music and comedy for our listening pleasure. What else can a girl want? Have a blessed Friday, Trinidad and Tobago. Yep. A blessed one and true. Hello, morning. Good morning.
Yeah, most of the judges here have to go. But this farmer had an old cup, so he decided he wanted a young one, so he went and
buy
a young
cup and he brings. You need to call back, guys. I'm not hearing you properly. Either your radio on or you're calling or speakerphone or something, but I'm not hearing you properly, and I really wanted to hear that joke. Morning, Big Daddy George and the Mix Nuts crew. Wendell Eulery locked on early for class, wishing the listening vibe crew. We're hoping that everyone is safe. a blessed weekend. Oh, thanks a lot, Yulery. Let's see what else. Good morning, RMS speaker, repair crew locked on. Guys, it's Mixed Nuts right here on the Vibe City 105. It's Comedy Club. It's Comedy Club. That's what we're talking about. Hello, morning.
Hello, morning.
Morning.
George P.O.
Hey, P.O., waiters, waiters.
All right, the latest one, I know come
over
at 24 watch shift
there. P.O., I need... P.O., what's your real name again?
Teddy Frederick.
Teddy?
Yes.
Teddy, T-E-D-D-Y.
Kenny.
Right, that's all right, Kenny. Yeah, P.O.
Right, I know come over at 24 watch shift, so I did by Charlotte Street in Tongue. I'm watching my app window there, and I see a man looking at kind of with it. When I'm about to deal with that money, when I go on and I snatch him and I rub it down, I get a gun and I cut that. I said, boss, what are you doing with this? He said, right now, you're going to shoot up Frederick Street and cut across Prince Street.
Oh, I love it. Oh, Kenny, good one to start the morning, boy. Good one, P.O. Good one, boy, P.O. It's Comedy Club right here on the Vibe City 105. Don't get left out. Don't get left out. Come give me a joke. It needs to be clean but funny. Hello, morning.
Hello, morning.
Morning.
Yeah, George. I'm Sarge German.
Hey, Sarge.
Yeah.
How are you going, partner?
But are they cool? I still miss a good thing for you this morning.
Yeah, that's what you're looking for?
Right. This fella came in by a man all the time. But you notice for us, stop come by Yanchen. So I didn't think it's so happened, boy, partner. You stop coming Yanchen. You see, but you stop trying to sign your mask. Barbarian done here.
Nice. That's what we're talking about, us. You see what? You see, Barbarian done here. Well, they're lighting 603-5105. Good morning to the Mixed Nuts crew and all the workers on the brief project. Be safe, and the KCI operation from Angie's checker. 603-5105 is that number to call me at. Call me now. Let me know. Hello, morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning. Get it wrong. Did that joke, but it's true, eh?
Who's this?
Mr. Point 14.
Point 14. You know, I need to know the name. I can't just put Mr. Point 14. Give me at least the first name.
Anthony.
All right, Anthony.
All right. This guy, working now, coming from Princess Town. He just pass through back and bring down a lady every morning. So this morning, even if he pick up and he stop climbing with some partner, chatting a little bit now. So then for that asking him, who is that woman you have any cousin? He said, I'm a good friend, man. I just carry you to work every day and things. But the guys are looking at her in the vehicle. So like he assumed they were talking about her. So when he come back in the van, she said, Mr. Bob, what did they was telling them fellas about me just now? So you laughing? You say nothing, them fellas just asked me who is that lady, and I tell them, well, that's a lady, I'll give her a lip and whatever. She said, I hope that's what you tell them, and I'll come here going down that road with you, you know. So hold on. So he said, okay. So the next morning, when he want to come down the road, he ain't pass and pick she up. She ain't see him. 2 mornings pass, she ain't see him. So she going to be walking. She said, what happened, buddy? I ain't see a pick my bill 2 days off me. He said, when you tell me you're going on the road with me?
Why are you so? Hello, morning.
Morning, Jay.
Morning.
Morning. I think I have a little one here.
Who is this?
This is
Terrence from Grandy.
Terrence from Grandy. All right, Terrence, drop it on my chest.
It have these three fellas like me and a bang. A Trinidadian, an American, and a Canadian. Why the lineman, you know, talking about the COVID condition and all that. Same time, a gunman come in and shoot up the place. Three of them get killed. They're going up to heaven now. When they reach up there, because of the whole set of people dead, they have a line. So St. Peter tell them, you know, right? It's hard to get all they know, you know. So they say, well, what we to do? He say, yeah, what's going on? Now they talk to me. Give me something, and I'll send on the back down. Bam. They come back down in the bar. So the bartender watch and say, what happened? You see the American there? You see the Canadian there? The bartender say, ask them what happened? They say, well, St. Peter gave you a deal. So he sent me back down. He says, so one thing you train him. He says, he's still waiting for the government to pay you away.
Oh! Terrence and Grandy, boy. Guys, it's mixed us right here. Under Vibe, City 105, Fast and Furious. Hello, morning.
Morning. Michael is the name.
Michael.
I wish you all the sweet here.
Okay, Michael, rest it on my chest.
All right, this cookie eye guy walking down Frederick Street. He bumps into a man. He say, man, why you watch where you going? The man say, why you go where you watch it?
Be easy. Oh, thanks a lot, guys. My cowboy, I love it. Oh, that's what we're talking about right here on the Vibe City 105. It's all about Comedy Club. Hello.
Morning, Big Daddy George.
Hey, how you going, buddy?
Cool, locked on and listening. Wait till this morning, Big Daddy George. People really say, you know, when for budget, everybody like to hoard and hide up and overstock and all of that.
Correct.
We have a partner named Sardin Pan running from Pinal to San Fernando. This man takes three containers and he going to full up CNG just talking. You could be that.
Oh!
A pleasant morning to Sardin Pan and all the Pinal, the San Fernando taxi drivers.
Sardin Pan. That's the full nickname?
From Amazon. We have Joe, we have Baba, we have all kind of men outside there. Right, so pleasant good morning to all the Pinal, the San Fernando taxi drivers. Take it easy, guys. Let's work together as a team. Good morning to Artie's Burger. I know you're feeling much better, and I'm happy to hear that. Uncle Tommy, wherever you are, I hope everything is working out fine for you. We'll be informed accordingly as to your feelings, and we want to make sure everything okay with you.
Thanks, everybody.
All right, so blessings.
Yeah, big man. That's Jungle Man by Fonglin, member of the Vibe City 105, Mix Nuts.
Mix Nuts. Comedy Corner. Comedy Corner.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning.
Morning, George.
Hey, voice.
Yeah, Earl Fabian, morning. Bartender works in the house, works in the bar. Bartender says, why the long face? Earl Fabian walks into the bar. Bartender says, why the long nose? Morning to Tommy, Natalie, everybody. Morning to Nanda. You know, school days was real good days, you know, when he was in naps and thing. But you know, I fail math so much times, I can't count. then we had this. Ask Errol, when we was in Form 3, we had to choose between chemistry and physics. So there was something, I chose physics because something between the chemistry teacher and me. We didn't have that chemistry.
You didn't have that chemistry.
And then the physics teacher was so physical, you understand? Yeah, George, I'm not coming, guys. Be trying, you understand?
No, but you don't.
I really want to talk about stuff that would make you cry if you didn't know to laugh. So I appreciate all the humor and things. I'll just be laughing and joking, which I know you're a better comic than me, and George?
Not me.
And George?
Not me.
All right, well, you know the truth now. Okay, all right, very good. Yeah, but I really wanted to talk about that new employee in Wasa that that was hired, she working for more than $45,000 a month. And while you're talking about WASA overstaff, you put in Marielle Heller there as a head of employee resourcing. So there's something wrong. But that is the things I really want to talk about. But I'll send a joke next time.
Very well, sir. Judge. Yeah, big man.
Hey, yo, this is Swappy Swapton, and I listen to Mix Nuts every single morning. The party start. Toy doy.
That's correct, guys. It's time to navigate the roads of Trinidad and Tobago fast and easier. If you're on your morning commute and stuck in a jam, tell us where you are. We want you to be our live traffic cameras. Whether it's road closures, accidents, or just sticky traffic jam, call us now, 623-5105. Tell us the area you're calling from and how the traffic looking. It's all courtesy Tattle, whether commercial or residential. Talk to Tattle for property insurance you can trust to help you recover. Hello, morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Morning, sweetheart. How are you?
I'm good, and how is you?
Oh, good, baby. You're up now. Just send good morning to my sister. She's virtually in pain. Her name is Brenda Mason King. She listens to all her every day.
Brenda Mason King. I love it.
And Marie and Miss Yvonne. There's her friends also. I like to say morning to Mr. and Mrs. Phonecard. Ingrid and Goldie. Hey, my baby daddy. Oh, God, my baby daddy. My baby daddy and his wife, good morning. My grandson, my sisters, they know themselves. And Deborah, good morning. Mary, good morning. And morning to everybody. Oh, God, I miss all people. There's been my tongue and tell me, so what happened? You forget me, but I can remember everybody.
Correct.
Right? But I know I can remember to say, wash all your hands.
Correct.
Wear all your face masks. Be safe and enjoy all yourselves.
Thanks, so, baby.
Yes, darling.
Okay, honey. Oh, good morning, George. Coming from Las Lomas. Not much traffic. Couple cars on the road, but not traffic. Slowing down for all the humps and so forth. Raj. All right, Raj. Thanks a lot for that traffic report. So if you're coming from Las Lomas, you know you're safe. Hello, morning.
Morning, Georgie.
Hey, traffic report in my perfume.
Best is not the traffic.
Yes, baby. We're listening.
Lamentably, normal exercising this morning, Georgie.
Yeah, exercising.
Exercising, so less traffic in Lamentably, George.
Well, if according to what you're exercising in, you got real traffic, you know.
Good, I want something nice, boy.
Oh, come. Oh, come.
You know how it does go, Georgie.
I know how it does go, baby.
All right.
Okay, baby.
Take care, sir, right?
Nice. That's the traffic report, La Romaine. In good hands. La Romaine in good hands. 623-5105 is that number to call me at. Tell me how the traffic looking, good looking. How the traffic looking, good looking. It's Mixed Nuts on the Vibe City 105.
Good morning, Georgie. Jazzy here. So I feel like I set up with a girl, right? So you going out with she. He going to casino and he find like she mouth smelling a little bit. So he say, "Mom girl, like you have a bridge under there, or like you have a bridge in your mouth or?" She say, "Yeah." He say, "Mom girl, like somebody shit under that bridge or?"
No, you can't say that. No, how you gonna say that? You can't say that, baby. A Trinidadian, a Jamaican, a Bajan, and a Grenadian went to New York for Labor Day weekend. To save money, they decided to sleep two in a room. No one wanted the room with Daryl, the Jamaican, because he snored so loudly. They decided it wasn't fair for the same person to stay with Daryl every night. So they voted to take turns. The Grenadian slept with Daryl on the first night and came to breakfast the next morning with his hair in a mess and his eyes all bloodshot. They said, "Man, what happened to you, boy?" He said, "Daryl snored so loudly, I just sat up and watched him all night." The next night, it was the Bajan. In the morning, he arrived for breakfast with his hair all rumpled, eyes bloodshot. They said, "What happened, boy?" But he said, they tell him, "You look real bad, boy." He said, "Well, man, Daryl, he shakes the roof. I watch him all night." The third night was the Trini's turn. Bamsi was a big 6'9" dread from St. James. Next morning, he came out to breakfast bright-eyed and chipper. "Good morning," he said. The others couldn't believe it. They said, "What happened, boy?" He said, "Well, We got ready for bed. I went and took Darrell into bed and kissed him goodnight. And he said, night, night, darling. He sat up all night and watched me. That's what we're talking about right here on the Vibes. You don't know five, it's all mixed nuts, guys.
I want all you to understand this. A politician is the most important thing in the society. Not calypsonia, no soca, no chutney, nothing. That has no sense. Let me explain something to you. The only reason why politician a whole no comedian yet is that people in the same business doesn't hold one another. So I could say what I want, but no politician are holding me because they know me and them in the same business. We used to lie and fool the people and hold talk and so on. They're holding. You understand?
That's correct.
City 105 FM. Mixnuts Comedy Corner. Mixnuts Comedy Corner.
That's my boy Sprung. May he rest in peace. Guys, thanks everyone who called with a traffic update. Hello, morning.
Morning, George.
Morning.
How you going, my brother?
I good.
Hold on, since the last time we talk about the old mother phone, boy, you know my phone get jealous. And my phone just stop working just so.
You lie?
Yes, but I get it back on track, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I find it sounding good.
Yes, they check up nice again, you know? Like sometimes you go to bed, you're feeling good when you get up in the morning, you know what I mean? Everything like that, right? So, I want here for you.
All right, you know, this is Jesus, not so?
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Just want to make sure.
Yeah, that is young boy, he have a girlfriend, you know what I mean? So he gone home my evening, and he saw an ex fella talking with him, with her. So he told her, girl, what kind of thing happening here? He said, boy, one day, there's a friend, I just talking to my friend. He said, I can't take this thing, you know? So he has some rope in his car. He went to take out the rope. So they have a big mango tree in the yard. He said, see me? I go in and hang myself, you know? He said, wait now. Why are you going on so? He said, I can't take on this thing. Why see? He said, but he said, anyway, I forget to tell you, you know, my father said, he don't want you hanging around him.
Good morning, 105 FM. On the 7th of Wednesday the 7th, my daughter Renata McLean left home that morning. Today is Friday. Yesterday or last night, I was in the station, Sawa Police Station, trying to figure out where's my missing daughter. She is missing and I cannot seem to find her. I have tried every avenue that I could possibly try. I call friends and family, people that I know she could be by, places she could hang out. No one has seen her. I'm a bit worried. So Renata McLean, or anybody who knows Renata McLean in Trinidad, from Sawa area, the East-West Corridor, anywhere, could you please tell her come home, give me a call. Mommy and Daddy is very worried for her. She's 27 years old. She's a very slim, brown-skinned girl. She has a kind of reddish hair. She's properly spoken, well-spoken, and that's the most I can say about her. But the whole point is, Renata, mommy is worried. I don't know where you are. I'm trying to contact your phone. Your phone ringing all the time now. The phone has gone dead. Please, I am very worried. I am hoping for the best and that you are okay. Anybody out there in Trinidad who knows Renata Sonja McLean, please contact Sawa Police Station or contact her mommy at 773-9025. I'll be happy if somebody could contact me. I'm hoping for the best and that you are okay. Anybody out there in Trinidad who knows Renata Sonja McLean, please contact Sawa Police Station. Or contact her mommy at 773-9025. I'll be happy if somebody could contact me and let me know where my daughter is. Please. Or contact her mommy at 773-9025. I'll be happy if somebody could contact me and let me know where my daughter is. Please.
Wow. I hope all goes well with you, McLean. That's not good news, but I don't like to hear them kind of thing, you know. Guys, so if you know anything, you know, contact the Sawa Police Station. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hello, good morning, Joe.
Good morning, sir.
I know you always get to with certain things, so I don't know if it's possible.
Yes.
There's a very big hole in the center by the administration building there, in the center of the road.
That is where?
That is on Edward Street.
Edward Street, yes.
Yeah, and there's also one on Richmond Street in the center of the road, and it's there for months now. I don't know if the authority and them is listening, but please, it's almost a foot deep. They're mashing up the cars, and it's months now. I hope whoever in authority listen and support all the fixes, please.
Thank you, man.
Thank you very much. I know you always get through a lot of things. Then yes. You have a wonderful day, Georgie.
Thanks a lot, my friend.
How many girls and I'm going? They coming?
They're cool. They girl them sugar. They're good. Thanks a lot, brother.
Have a wonderful
day. Nice. Guys, it's 6:50. You know what happens at 6:50?
I take it from here.
That's correct, guys. Love your friends and family. We must cherish our loved ones who belong to us, who hold our past, present, and the future. Love unconditionally. Make no room for regrets. Forgive. Remember those who have left. Be grateful for those who are still alive, because tomorrow is never promised and today is too short. That is all good reasons why you must love every single person. There's no time for hate, guys. I mean, we're getting enough hate from when the universe sends things like coronavirus and them kind of things. That's a straightness. That's for us. There's a purpose for everything. That's a straightness, and that's for us to get together, because we need to get together to fight this. This is not a normal thing. And I see Trini's getting together, and little by little, that's the love we're talking about, guys. Show that love to your children, to your husband, to your wife, to your parents, your neighbor, your colleagues, especially the ones you don't talk to. You ain't talking to them so long, you forget why you don't talk to them. Today's a good day to buy an apple. A small apple can cost you plenty of money. And give them the apple and say, apple a day keeps a smile. Forget the doctor. An apple a day keeps a smile. Guys, it's time for Love, Right, and the Vibe. City 105.
Hi, I'm Darren Bravo, and I listen to Mixnuts on Vibe City 105 FM every morning.
That's correct, guys. Every single morning, he is locked on. He is locked on. We have some voice notes here, boy. Let's see who is this. A cowboy riddle, a cowboy rides into town on a ride. How on a Friday stays on 3 days and leaves on a Friday? How did he do it? The horse name is Friday. Yeah. When I first hear that, I fall off my crib, you know. Cherry Chibesh, Montagarigo, Wayne and Cherry saying good morning, Trinidad and Tobago. Blessed morning, George Shaki from South here, boy. A great day to your staff of the Wannabe family. Me and I had you heading to work at Central Market. I hope you have a great day. I hope you have a good day. My Mixed Nuts crew, Robbie B. here in class, but good morning to all the Vibe City 105 family and listeners. Sugar Cane, Twiggy, Ali Jude, Jill, Sweet Beatrice, Jungle Man, Gupta, The Works, we say good morning to you. And get well soon to Tommy. Good morning, Lockdown Claire. I will be praying for the lady whose daughter is missing for self-return, yes? And again, if you have any information whatsoever, the number is 773-9035. 773-9025. It's never good when you see you're missing your child. That's never a good sign, boy. That's not... I don't know what I will do, you know?
Georgie, good morning. Man in the coconuts here. I have a classic for you. It had this man come by the taxi stand and he had 2 shillings, one in each ears. So I asked him, I said, boss man, out of curiosity, what is the reason for having them 2 shillings in the ears? You don't have a pocket? He said, boy, time's so hard with this new budget thing and this coronavirus. He said, I cannot afford to buy a radio. I listen to 50 cents.
George and the Mixnuts crew and all who listening. There's Sharky from Maloney.
Hey, Sharky.
The Indian chief sent the squaw by the medicine man because he can't go off. So she went Monday, tell the medicine man, big chief, no shit.
No, partner, no, said, no, you can't say, you can't say that on radio. Sorry, guys, you can't say that on radio, but well, everybody lost it.
Start your day the right way with Mixnuts in the morning on the Vibe CT 105 FM.
That's correct, guys. It's Comedy Club. And we're in the Comedy Corner. And we're in the Comedy Corner. Just to remind you. Just to remind you exactly where we is.
Mixnuts, Comedy Corner, Comedy Corner.
Very nice. It's nice to see so much of all your work. Because we're looking for more people. And for the first time in my life here in America, weather, throw off Creole people. I can't understand that. In Trinidad, they had storm. We have show in Napa. Storm. Everybody going in with umbrella. They tell you, can't pass the door with the umbrella, so they hand the people by a table the umbrella. When the show done, nobody ain't know the umbrella. Everybody saying, my own was black. Pressure. A man ring me the next day and tell me, hey boy, I got a pretty umbrella, boy. Just press that thing and it open. He ain't go with the umbrella, he go on home with the umbrella.
That's me, and I listen to Mixed Nuts every single morning. Tado!
Once again, we say a special. Condolences out to the family and friends of the late Dennis Hall by Sprang. It's Comedy Club right here on the Vibe City 105, guys. Give me a call. Tell me a clean but funny. Hello, morning.
Hello, morning.
Morning.
Yes. P.O. here again.
Yeah, P.O.
Yeah, this one. I went up 10 times yesterday, so I see a madman on a man who recovered, and he stand up and he's jumping and going 40. I said, boy, what are you going to do? He said, you stand up there now. And as I go on the cover, and I jump, he pull the cover, and I fall in the cover, back him, 41.
That's what we're talking about by Peel.
Every day. Good morning, George. Every day, I thank God for my parents, my mom and my dad. But this morning, I want to say a special good morning to Mr. John Anthony, a.k.a. Brip or Tony in Tobago. He's from Moriah. For those who know Mr. John Anthony, he used to drive bus for PTSD. That's my daddy. He's the best daddy in the world. And if you always see him, tell him I say I love him bad. He knows this. I call him every day. But I just want everybody to know, be blessed when you have parents who help in you. My father does really help me go through hard times. Daddy, I love you. I just wanted to know that. And I wish all fathers were like you. The world would be a better place. Fathers, step up and be there for all your daughters, you know, because at the end of the day, when your daughters get big, she is going to have your back, you know. I'm telling all you that. Have a nice day, everybody.
Oh, that's so sweet. Well, want to say good morning, going out to Tobago. Everybody in Tobago, we have Mr. and Mrs. Phone Card. We got Helen and Shaggy, the whole crew in Plymouth, the Smith family in Plymouth, Tobago. We got the mayor boy, my good friend Shuggy. Good morning to you, my friend. Have a blessed day, my friend. Also to my mother-in-law, Judy, Trixie, Tracy, and to your respective families, we say good morning to you guys. Shoma, if I forget anybody, good morning, Tobago! Morning, Big Daddy, George, Sharon from Brooklyn in class. I pray to God these parents find their daughter whether she may be, wherever she may be. I also pray for a speedy recovery to Tommy Joseph. Blessings to all the 105 listeners. Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Good morning, Judge. Nicole, Nickinix, IP, Shorty, Beatrice, Baltimore in the Jesus. Good morning, Marlon, Mr. and Mrs. Funkado. Oh, I have a joke.
Uh-oh.
How would your calls into work and said, hey, I know come work today. I really sick. Got headache, stomachache, and leg hurt. I know come work today. The boss says, you know something, Hao Chow? I really, really need you here today. When I feel sick like you do, I go to my wife and I tell her to give me some nongsi. That makes everything better and I go to work. You should try that. 2 hours later, Hao Chow calls again. I do what you say and I feel great. I be at work soon and you have a nice house.
Oh, Vic boy, Victoria, V, you're making it, you know. I put your name down, you know, V. Don't get to happen, you know. What? V name going down, boy. That was a, I like that one by V. Hold on. V, you could get in, you could get in the semis and the finals, you know. Guys, give us a call, 623-5105. Hello, morning.
Hello, morning.
Morning.
Yeah, you have Sarge again.
Who's Sarge?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
This lady living at Lima. But she got my doctor in Tunapona. Doctor checks up, you see ECG and thing. She says, lady, I want some tonic, you know. But you're looking so good. So, doc, what happened? You see, doctor, girl, you run down. You see, no doctor coming in the bus.
Oh, no, 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 no.
That's what we're talking about right here on the Vibe City 105, yes. George Legend here with another one by teacher. What to do? Call a woman in heaven? Johnny says, an angel, teacher, a crowd of women in heaven. Oh, no, sorry, okay. Teacher, what, the teacher asks, what do you call a woman in heaven? Johnny says, an angel, teacher, a crowd of women in heaven. Johnny says, a host of angels, teacher, and all the women in heaven. Johnny, peace on earth. You ain't easy, legend, you're not putting me in trouble, partner. God is love and love is God, live in love. Agreed. Agreed, guys. Let's all pit those, that woman and her daughter in our prayers. Yes, Tobago, sweet. And you looking sweet too, baby.
Good morning to the Mixnuts crew. Good morning to all 105ers. Be safe. You all sanitize and do the right thing. I have a slight funny joke. I'm planning also to keep my job, not leaving it no time soon. There were five friends. Current. Ice. Curry, tamarind, and coconut walking down Lavender Road. When all of a sudden they hear gunshots, badow, bow, bow, badow. Well, geez and ages, guess what happened next? Current rule, ice cream, curry, duck, tamarind ball, and coconut drop.
I love it. Morning, Rasta Queen here. Just want to say congratulations to my daughter Leanne. She passed for her first choice, Irie Eye, and to continue to keep making everyone proud. Hello, morning.
Morning, George.
Hey, voice boy, talk to me.
Yeah, you know, man. My girlfriend, sometimes when I'm a girlfriend dissatisfied with me, I have a little tiny part of me to say yes. Is that a suicide bomber? You want this one, John?
I'm listening.
Right, that is suicide bomber. So he explode the bomb. So everybody in the airport want to know, well, how come, buddy man, we have all kind of instruments here. How come you see that bomb? But so he had, don't realize he had the bomb up his bottom. Somebody say that's a real bummer. Have a nice day, George.
Guys, it's Mixnuts on the Vibe City 105.
Hi, I'm Darren Bravo, and I listen to Mixnuts on Vibe City 105 FM every morning.
Every single morning, he is locked on, my friends.
Good morning, Big Daddy George. Good morning, Nikki Nick. Good morning, Nicole. Good morning, V. Beatrice, Mr. and Mrs. Phone, Kat and Jill. And good morning, Marlon, and the whole 105 family. Shorty here. Have a great day.
Morning, George. Teacher in class. Ask the class to spell blind pig. A little fella get up. He say, Miss BLNDPG. She say, what about the two eyes? He say, Miss Auntie, say the pig blind.
It's all the guys right in the Vibe City 105. Hello, morning.
Morning, Daddy John.
Good morning.
Have a nice one for you.
Who are you talking to here?
You're talking to Derek.
Derek, buddy, champion, boy.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to call me, but when are we ready? I know you're going to call me.
Yeah. Well, what happened is the trophy, when we got it, there was an error in it. They spelled Vibe City 105 wrong. So we sent it back for them to... but the trophy is yours. You're safe.
George, with you, I can never be worried. You know that.
All right, brother.
Just have a nice one, so let me call you.
That's what I want.
Two old men wake up in a home. For the age, one is 62, one is 63. And the younger one, the one is 62, telling his partner, he said, boy, I get up this morning and my whole body hurting me. I don't know how I'm feeling so bad. The partner tell him, boy, you making jokes. I get up this morning feeling like a new baby. So the younger one asked him, how you feeling like a new baby, boy? Are you lucky, so? He said, what? Well, I get up this morning with no teeth in my mouth, no hair in my head, and I feel I just stole my pampers.
No. So guys, you don't know why he's the champion. You know why he is the champion.
Yes, they slow down and keep nothing. Why? They run out of people. Two things they run out of, hiding place and people. You kidnap somebody, you had to have them somewhere. And somebody, nobody must know where you had them. And then you go send for money. The conditions of service, very difficult. They run out of hiding place. But the police check everything. The police so ain't good. They check in place where you are hiding people. So by the time they find where you hide them, they know all the hiding place. You understand? And then the thing is, you had to call for money. If they kidnap me have no money, but they ain't gonna know that because I work on Plenty Show. But I give them the thing for kidnapping me. I could tell you, I have a list of promoters that them pay me.
Comedy corner. Sprung by. Alright, guys, this is the Na brought you right in the Vibe City 105. And my first now. You see, all you parents who really disappointed in your children who ain't passed or who ain't passed for the first round, all them kind of thing. Nah! Guys, they would have tried their feet. They really went in there to try their worst. They went in there and tried their best. Those who didn't do well, there's the reasons they didn't do well. And I don't know who's to blame, but not the child. You know what I mean? At 10 or 11 years old, to put in a test to be judged, that's so difficult. So, you know, parents, don't blame your children. Don't feel disappointed. You never know, boy. I am, what should I say? I am proof of that. I didn't do well in 11 plus either. Not that I did doing well now, but you know what I mean? So, and for those children, it's very sure those children who did pass and they're happy and you're seeing these happy faces and these parents' faces, this is where you need to help the ones that didn't. The ones that didn't. And you could blame them and say, because they wasn't studying hard and whatever the reasons. You guys who did very well need to help the ones who didn't do very well, because at the end of it all, we all need to do very well. You know what I mean? And that's what I'm talking about is none other than our IPL champion, Puran. Puran, boy, this morning, you are my... That's what I'm talking about. I hear you did so well. I hear you did so, so well, and I'm happy. I'm happy that that all our trainees across in the IPL, how great they're doing, how they're representing us to the T. And the word of the day, there's no limit to who you are or what you can accomplish. Again, there's no limit to who you are and what you can accomplish. Trinidad and Tobago and all the trainees across in the IPL, and all the children that's at SCA. That is what we're talking about.
Hola, Tunje. That's me. And I listen to Mixed Nuts every single morning. Tado!
Every single morning, he listens to Mixed Nuts, guys. We want to say a special good morning to Devani coming from Pumpkin. Good morning to Pancho and Kevin. And an update on Tommy. Tommy doing well, guys. I most probably will try to call him later on today because he's supposed to be coming on the hospital today. So I will give an update on Sunday because I would most speak to him before then, yeah? And I need two sandwich, guys. When I'm finished, I'll come passing for my sandwich, them. Be careful. Though not too much salt and egg. Amazing. So, guys, clean but funny. It's Comedy Club. And we into the Comedy Corner.
Morning, Uncle George. I love you, B.C. This is Amy.
Oh, Amy, I love you, girl. I miss you so much. So long, I ain't here, your good time. Mommy, don't keep you away so long again.
Morning, George. Morning, Mixed Up family. Beatrice, Milkman, morning. Morning to Trinidad and Tobago, be safe. Jabada Street. Take care of yourself. Morning, V. You have a great day.
Oh boy, it's all happening right here.
Good morning, George. The government says it's not hiring any more public servants, but it created a post called Head of Labor Relations in Wasa, a post that draws a salary in excess of $45,000 and put a woman named Marielle Hillier there. Could you tell me why?
Well, I'm not sure.
In heading to Tobago, it's about to crash. A female passenger jumped up, frantically announces, "If I'm going to die, I want to die feeling like a woman." She removed all her clothing and asked, "Is there someone on this plane who is man enough to make me feel like a woman?" A man stood up, removed all his clothing, handed her the shirt and said, "Here, iron this."
V, boy, you got your B again there, no V? You're putting them fellas in the shade. Hello, morning.
Bonjour,
hey.
This two man, this
who is this?
Man,
right? I need to know who's this first.
This is Hillary.
Hillary?
Yeah.
All right, Hillary.
These two white man. This white man hired these two people, right? These two, but he didn't know the firm sentence now.
Mm.
So he hired them. So, a man and a woman. So the woman say, "Me ain't feeling to work today, no man." So she tell the next fella that, "Yeah, why me ain't feeling to work? She ain't feeling to work today." She said, "So how you gonna tell the boss that?" "Yeah, she see that chandelier there? I gonna stand up there and hang over. Hang upside down. And when he walking in. So the boss I walk in, he look up, he see she hanging upside down. "Yeah, what happened to you?" "And she not feeling well. I have a hangover." So He said, come down and go home. Come down and go home. So the fella leaving. So the boss man asked him, where you going? He said, boss, I can't work in the dark.
That's correct, guys. 6235105. Hillary, your song ain't good. Hillary, your song ain't good.
Good morning, George. For those parents who are giving their children a rough time for not passing, maybe some of those same parents didn't do well in school. And everybody do have an academic brain. Who knows? After they finish doing, they could go and learn a trade and make it better off than if they had gone to high school. Have a good day.
Good morning, Georgie, and to the whole of the Mixnut family. Georgie, for those who didn't get the first choice and all of that, parents have to remember, no matter what, everybody can be office staff or work in the government or this. It had to be trickling down. So still feel good as long as they know your child do the best. Whatever school they pass through, you could support them, because from whatever school they go into now, they could still make a bounce back and end up in a prestigious school scholarship. They could still be better than who go to the first choice right now. So support them still and give them love.
That's so right. But you know, prestigious is not the school, it's the learning. You know what I mean? Once you could learn prestigiously, then you're safe. Hello, morning. Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
El Socorro here.
El Socorro, no, I need a name. I can't get El Socorro. I need to get a name.
All right, Martin.
All right, Martin.
Right, this is a remake of the nursery rhyme, Mary Had a Little Lamb.
Cleaner?
Mary had a little sheep. With the sheep, she went to sleep. The sheep turned out to be a ram, and Mary had a little lamb.
All right, Martin! Martin! Looking good, looking good, people. Keep it coming. This is the preliminaries of the Comedy Corner. Prelims of the Comedy Corner. Good morning, George and Nikki. Next two are my favorites. Okay, no.
Morning, Big Daddy George. You're saying my sugar boy here. So I want to hear. This couple was getting dressed to go out, right? So the woman or the wife watching herself in the mirror and was like, honey, I'm not pleased with myself. Look how I gained fat. I've come along in age. All my arms sagging and all kind of thing. I'm not feeling good about myself. Tell me something nice to lift my spirits now. The man watched me up and down. He say, honey, you have perfect eyesight. You have a good day, Georgie. Georgie, check away here again. I'm Alex once. Remember Wednesday, you asked a question. If you get up, as you opposite sex, what would you do? Partner, if I get up as a woman, I go and beat chunky veg. Because you know why? You see them lists she have there, it's a no man can make them lists she had it. So I will get you as a woman today, she. Nikki, what's going on?
Hello, morning.
Georgie.
Hey.
I have one for you.
Who is this?
Smiley.
Smiley.
Yeah.
I like how this is going. Yeah, Smiley.
Well, police hold a man up going up in Tongue with a gun and a scissors. So when you reach in front of the man should say, explain what you was doing with this gun and this scissors. If you explain, good, maybe I will be lenient and help you out. He said, well, my honor, with the scissors, I was planning to cut across any street. And with the gun, I wanted to shoot up Frederick Street.
What's your name again?
Smiley.
Smiley, all right, Smiley, thanks. Boy, Smiley, boy. Smiley and them brothers getting on bad. Guys, it's all about the Comedy Club right here on the Vibe City 105. That's correct, guys. Clean but funny. Smiley. We got some new ones here. We have Smiley, Sugar Boy, Martin, Hillary, and Victoria. Victoria, right now, you're getting on bad. And from the last competition, coming back, we have P.O., we have Sarge, we have Voice, we have Derek. So guys, keep it coming, keep it coming. It's the prelims. You could win that trophy. Hello, morning. Good morning. Hello, morning. Hello. Good morning. Good morning.
I'm calling from the beach. I have one red. Team for you. I just watched it.
Okay, rest it on my chest.
I have one for you, really clean. I know shit. It's really clean.
Tell me.
George.
Yes.
I have one for you, really clean.
Come on, tell me. I'm listening.
I tell you, really clean. I know wash it. It's really clean.
Oh, I have this for you. Yeah, that is it. You know, long time, is it, tell you? You're joking, come, you bumsy full of bubblegum. Try again, you bumsy full of scratch grain. Yeah, but I get all kind of thing in my days, you know.
City 105 FM. Mixnuts Comedy Corner.
A fella went away and studied 8 years. Everything was hush him out, boy. Hush. What? San Fernando people getting in the rest of the country, no manners. Hush. If John people, they hush, they would not get it to hush. Chat man, young boy like that on your mouth running already. Oh. Wherever it is you have, nobody else can have it. Keep it to yourself. Or eat the chair you think it do and see if you could belch in class. You understand? Nobody, everybody listening, me and them holding a nice conversation, you up. All your jaw teeth in front, why you go and see if you can walk in Carolina to grind cane or some kind. You're not a twin. You should be a twin. You alone can't be so stupid. You're like a hell. Sit down on the people chair, not the girl chair. That way feel the girl chair for you to sit down on your mind. You feel the girl chair by accident. They know you can't think when you say no. Sit down on hush.
Comedy Corner.
Hey, this is Nadia Batson and I listen to Mix Nuts every morning.
Every single morning, and today, you know, we highlighting Sprang Along. That's where we spotlighting is Sprang Along. We say good morning to all the comedians. We say good morning to you guys. Hello, morning. Good morning.
Daddy George, good morning. It's Uncle Platin, the house for the longest while at the certain exile, so I come back out in class. I have one there.
All right, Plats.
Well, here what's going on, George. You know this coronavirus thing what's going on, and they legalize marijuana, decriminalized. So here this fella sitting on a bench by the road smoking a weed. But here I see the police coming up, and the police bought him smoking weed on the bench. He said, boy, you lock up. He said, oh, God, it's so good. They're smoking a weed, they decriminalized. I ain't locking you up for smoking the weed, you know. I was locking you up for smoking the weed without a mask on.
Mix us on the vibe, City 105, guys. So, a man talking to God. God, how long is a million years? God answers, to me, it's about a minute. God, how much is $1 million? Well, to me, it's a penny. God, may I have a penny? Wait a minute. All right, Florida. A woman gets on a bus with a baby. The bus driver says, that's the ugliest baby that I've ever seen. Ooh. The woman goes to the rear of the bus and sits down, fuming. She says to the man next to her, the driver just insulted me. The man says, you go right up there and tell him off. Go ahead, I'll hold your monkey for you. Oh, it's all the right channel vibes, you know, vibe, guys.
Mix Nuts. Comedy Corner.
You know, people has asked me about Tommy Joseph, you just not know foreign jokes. I say yes. I say I was walking down Flatbush about 2 weeks ago. As I explained, the fella said, what happened after that? I said, well, boy, I don't know if this fella can come to mock me or what. Well, the lucky thing, I had a paper. As I hit him, whap! I said, the man drop on the ground. He said, what kind of paper you hit him with? I said, I lash him with the New York Post. So don't feel Tommy here foreign jokes. Yes! Look, I see Clinton and all now. Clinton in Barbados. I couldn't even make him out today. About four trees he hiding behind. You think easy? Is he hiding behind Bush? I tell you, look how this thing changed up now. I remember a fella calling an outside woman, but he calling she with a song Sparrow that sing. So when he passing out, he know the man home. Hear him. Who there?
CT 105 FM. Mixnuts Comedy Corner. Mixnuts Comedy Corner.
Hey, this is Nadia Batson and I listen to Mixnuts every morning.
That's correct, guys. Every single morning, she's locked on. It's the Comedy Club. We say good morning going out to my good friend, Stephen Tommy Joseph. Boy, I'm missing your buddy. Hello, morning.
Yeah, George.
Hey.
Smiley again, boy.
Yes, Smiley. Rest it on my chest. Hello? Hello? What, boy? Is it for Smiley there, boy? Ay, ay, ay. 6235105 is that number to call. A bear and a rabbit was taken. A tutu in the woods. Bear asked rabbit, if the tutu does stick to your fur, rabbit said no. Then the bear took the rabbit and wiped his bum bum. I I like that one. Good morning, Big Daddy George. Amy's mommy. Here's my joke. I'm going to tell you it now. Let me get this phone call. Hello, morning.
Hello, morning.
Morning.
George, what, man?
I'm going to tell your partner.
You told me in hospital.
Yeah, they're man.
They're all out of the thing the other day. They're going on the next month, people, boy.
I know, boy. I know, boy. I'm holding on by dear, by a string, you know.
Hold on,
I holding on, partner. Thanks.
I have a little joke for you. I ain't done with you.
Who talking to me? Who is this?
My Joe Boy.
Joe Boy, good. I like now. Waiting for you, no Joe Boy.
Me going in no competition, no man. I don't have this competition thing. But I'll give you a little joke.
Give me a joke, boy.
Hello, Joe. Try this little boy. Lion started running down. Boy, this boy, he run. He run up a tree. The lion run up behind him. He got he jumped down. The lion jumped down. Started run again. The lion running. The boy said, look, I tired, yes? The boy kneeled down. The boy started saying prayers. Our Father, reach out to me. When he looked back, he see the lion behind him. He said, lion, what? You running me down again? He said, the lion, no, boy, I'm running. He said, why? He
said, I'll say grace before me. Oh, so Amy's mommy have a joke. A business owner had a 4x4 van and he parked it in his sidewalk. A madman was passing and when he saw the writing on the outside of the van, 4x4, he marked equal 16. At the end of the workday, the owner returned only to see the writing in his van. He gets so mad, he took his van to the painter to cover the writing. The next day, the same thing happened. This went on for some weeks. The owner got upset, and for the last time, he went to the painter. But this time, he tell the painter, include equals 16. So feeling proud of himself, he parked the van, and the madman passed and saw 4x4 equals 16. You know the madman marked correct on the van owner. He said the van owner only come on the fainted, you know. Good one. Maria Santana and her colleagues locked on. Ministry of Works and Transport, Chaguanas. Hello, morning.
I'm sorry, your number is not...
Sorry about that. If an elderly couple are in church, the wife leans over and whispers to her husband, I just let out a long, silent poops. What should I do? The husband replies, first off, replace the batteries in your hearing aid. Good morning, Gio. Forgot my manners. My first two jokes. Have a wonderful day. A three-year-old boy sits near a pregnant woman. The boy asks, why do you look so fat? The pregnant woman, I have a baby inside me. The boy says, is it a good baby? Pregnant woman says, yes, it's very good. It's a very good baby. Boy, then why did you eat it? Oh, hello, morning. Morning.
Yeah, George, it's Smiley here.
Yes, Smiley, talk to me.
Yeah, right. Two men are about to go street and one of them going up the road, boy. Well, the police closing in on them. When they watch left, they watch right, they can't run over. The only thing I could have run was at church. So they have one hide below the bench. So as the police come in the church now, the choir singing, holy, holy. He said, whoa, 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 you're mad, whoa. He jumped out and he gone again, yes?
No. Oh, I'm loving it. Guys, this mix us right here on the Vibe 105.
Keep it locked. Don't touch that dial.
That's correct, guys. This mix us right here on the Vibe 105. It's Friday. It's Comedy Corner. I'm just reminding you, all the good jokes you're giving me on the WhatsApp cannot enter the competition unless it is voiced. So you need to send a voice message with them if you want to be in the prelims. You know what I mean? If you want to be in the semis. A lot of good jokes like Denise saying, a bitter husband says to his wife, on your gravestone, I'll put the words cold as ever. She turned around and she said, that's okay. And on yours, I'll put stiff at last. Denise, you're too stinky linky. Good morning, sir. Just want to wish everyone a blessed day and wonderful weekend. Love to all from the new girl. Thanks a lot. A wife comes home late one night and quietly opens the door to her bedroom. From under the blanket, she sees four legs instead of just her husband's two. She reaches for a baseball bat and starts hitting the blanket as hard as she can. Once she's done, she goes to the kitchen to have a drink. As she enters, she sees her husband there, reading a magazine. He says, hi, darling. Your parents have come to visit us, so I let them stay in our bedroom. Did you say hello?
Oh yeah, George. Shaki from Maloney again. A monkey sleeping on a tree. So when he wake up, he stretch. He say, oh God, I could eat a lion this morning. So below the tree now, he hear the lion roar. Arr. He say, oh God, when man will get up, then play the cutout stripping this now.
Shaki, boy, I like that one, Shaki. I just taking on your number, Shaki. I don't pay a day, boy. Guys, 6235105. Let me see who else I have here. Oh, yeah, my Boston family, boy. Locked on, I'm saying hi to you, George, and my Boston peeps. I say good morning going out to my queen, Queen Terry, my king, King Silver, my lover. Also say good morning to the one, the only, Sexy Michelle, Slacker Lisa, Gustav, Emilio, Chad and Chase. Good morning to you guys. Oh, I miss you guys so much. All now so excited because I'm up there. In October, I'm up there already. You know what I mean? Ah, boy. Soon come. Morning, George. The Vickers by Insane Village and Pinal saying good morning. Dexter from Cookie, always President Clutch. Good morning. Happy friend, George, and everyone. Bless. Hello, morning.
Georgie.
I'm listening.
Smiley again, boy.
The rest of my chest, Smiley. You're going good.
Yeah, well, this last time I'm living up Lavanti. You're riding a bike, coming down and going and checking a girl on the victim. So, a day he come down, now he gone, but he talking in last time terms, right?
Right.
Gone and make a report by the station. He said, good morning, officer. I and I, man, leave the higher region and come down into the lower region to check I and I cistern, back up I and I, horse. And when I come outside, I and I horse disappear. Policeman get vexed, boy. He said, watch me talk normal for me now.
He repeat the same thing again. The policeman pull out a battle, hit them two. He say, oh, go on, officer, I have a gun. I leave Lavantiel, I come down, check on my girl on the beat them, pack up my bike. When I come outside, it's gone.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Well, that's what we're talking about right here in the Vibe City 105, guys. It's Mixed Nuts. Hello, morning.
That's a love to you. That present is fast, it's a bit. Just some captain.
Hey, Captain, what it is?
Good, good, good. I just shouting out. I ain't had no jokes. I just shouting out you.
That's all right, girl. You had a no joke.
Yeah. And the lady who thought I'm praying for her to come to me safe.
Yep. Thanks, so, baby. Okay, honey. I say good morning, going out to Willie Willie, but Willie Willie, you give me up, girl. You give me up, girl. Love like dove, and that's what you're doing, man. No, man. Hello, morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Yeah, morning, morning. First time caller, man.
Okay, what's your name?
Since all talk about lion and things, it's that type of lion going through the jungle.
I need to know your name.
Oh, name, Imran.
Imran. Okay, Imran, talk to me.
First time caller. Lion was going through the jungle, right? So lion walking through, so he just feel like, you know, he hyper busy king of the jungle. So he see Mr. Rabbit. So he say, Mr. Rabbit, who's the king of the jungle? The rabbit say, I don't know. Hit him one slap. He say, oh God, oh God, you Mr. Lion. He walk in through again. When he do so, he see a goat. He say, who's the king of the jungle? The goat say, I don't know. Hit him two slap, whack, whack. Here he goat. He say, hey, you Mr. Lion, who's the king of the jungle? He see an elephant now, so he gonna take on the challenge. As he go up to the elephant, he tell the elephant, he say, hey, who's the king of the jungle? The elephant hold him and hit him a good dose. Hear the lion. He say, if you didn't know, you didn't have to get on, so.
Oh, Imran, boy. Imran, boy.
Mix Nuts. Comedy Corner.
Cockroach man. Cockroach man, we doing here?
I am not cockroach man, I spider man.
Look, you see this man, is going to be girl for you. Come here. Let me leave this place.
I don't know what you're getting on so far. Please advise me why your friend can come here tonight. I didn't plan to be a Tupayua. But when I see spider man become a Tupayua in New York, to help them fully so that get their own crook. I decided to become a superhero in Trinidad to help with police because they don't get nobody. But I noticed all them other superheroes have something in common. Because Spider-Man working for Daily Bugle and Superman working for Daily Planet. So I went to look for a job in Daily Bread Bakery. A man said now there are no vacancies. I say now vacancy are looking for is a job. He said how good you was going to do. Well, when I was more like to make vacancies, I said I wasn't going to do. He said, all right, but do come back here. Do get my back and don't let me hit you. So I didn't get a job. But before that, I got a nice little job working for a tiny man named Mr. Wong. All I had to do was sit down in the office all day and just answer the phone. So then Mr. Wong called me in the office. He said, since you start working here, I stop getting phone calls. You saw you didn't answer the phone properly? I said, of course I didn't answer the phone properly. Anybody call, I didn't just say, hello, Wong number.
Comedy Corner.
Welcome to Trinidad and Tobago Paradise. And contrary to popular belief, you could also dead in paradise. I will tell you certain things that you will not remember. I'll tell you why we get how we get. The young people and them cell phone crazy. That is a separate work. It ain't have no vowel again. Young people spelling because they have big finger and the phone have small number. So young people ain't spelling the word right, but they don't spell already and they're going back there. They're busy. So when young people sign BRB, Bub, stupid me, I learn English. I don't know what a Bub, they say, be right back. That's okay. And a cell phone is the problem. And a man, an educator in one of the islands, says because of the cell phone, the young people can't write nothing. We make them with big finger, and we are giving them phone with big letter. You understand what I'm saying? Next one, I ask a man, it have a thing called Tano. I said, Tano? I say, yes, no, that is cell phone, it have Tano. I said, what is Tano? They say, if you ask somebody to use their phone, they just tell you Tano. I say, what that mean? He said, Tano money.
Mix nuts. Comedy Corner. Comedy Corner.
Hello, now this is your boy General Grant, and you're listening to Big Daddy George and Mix Nuts. You know I tune into Mix Nuts every day. I could be in Trinidad or New York, London or Paris. Mix Nuts, do it for me.
Good morning to you, George. Just extending love to you, extending love to all 105ers, extending love to my 105 family, wishing everybody a happy Friday. I don't have any joke, but I just called to say much love from Ali Jude, and yeah, have a great day, everybody.
Well, thank you, Ali Jude. We all miss you so much when you don't call in, eh?
George, sugar boy here again. So here, man. This bus load of ugly people driving, right? So they had a head-on collision with a truck. Everybody dead. Going up now in heaven. God say, all right, I'll grant all you one wish. So the first person come up, he said, I wish to be handsome. God granted me wish. Pow. Second person, same thing. I wish to be beautiful. So that went on for the whole group. So in the back of the line now, this man was laughing real hard. So when it comes to the last 10 people now, God reached the man now. He say, why are you laughing so hard for? Why? Where's your wish? The man drop up a ball, God. I wish everybody else to be ugly.
Good morning, George. It's Miss Vindiga Martin. Now, this ain't no joke. I just want to say birthday blessings to a friend of mine, Wendy Cox of La Perrita. Have a great day, Wendy. Enjoy it to the max.
Happy birthday, Wendy.
Yes, Georgie. Love you.
I love Bye. You too, baby. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning. Big Daddy George, this is Eddie calling from Lumbre.
Hi, Lumbre.
I would like to wish my sister, Joanne Rollins, happy birthday, 20th anniversary was from yesterday.
Nice, man.
She and her husband, Joey, coming from Nelly and the Francis family. So you can say happy anniversary to Dawn Rollins from Toruma, please. And you enjoy the rest of the day and be safe and put on your mask.
Thanks a lot, baby.
Have a blessed day.
Okay, Dawn Rollins. Happy anniversary to you, my friend. Hello, morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Georgie.
Which is?
Hi, Dave, boy. The man in the coconuts. I'm bringing the next one for you again.
Yeah, Jerry.
All right, it's clean, eh? It's clean, so listen to me carefully.
I'm listening.
Me and my wife went to make out that evening. And after half an hour, nothing happened at all. So eventually, I turn around and ask she. I say, what happened? You can't think about nobody else?
Oh, guys, clean and funny, right turn the vibe, City 105. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning. Big Daddy George?
Yes, it is.
Good morning. I'm not calling to give a joke. I just like to highlight something, please, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we know that about the PA drivers. We know PH is against the law.
Right.
But there are some guys who are getting laid off from work. They have their family to see about. They have to make ends meet. They have a little car to work, a little PH to make a little dollar.
Right.
At this hard COVID time, the police are just giving people tickets of $1,000. I would like to ask these authorities if they could deal with it in a different way, please.
That's very, very good. No, you're right.
Like how they they did with the inspection and the sticker.
Yeah, give a concession to the PH.
Yes, I'm asking the authorities, the Minister of National Security, the Commissioner of Police, to get come on this and, you know, our news conference and give PH drivers a little break, a little blight, please.
Thank you, man.
Thank you, Big Daddy George.
Yeah, brother. Good morning, George. Kurt for New York President Class. Clean and funny joke. I was late for work the other day because of an accident on the road. A cement truck collided with a prison transport vehicle. But that wasn't the reason why I was late. You see, every other road I took to avoid the accident had police activity. They said they were looking for hardened criminals. Bless everyone. Have a wonderful and safe weekend. Hey, Kurt. Thanks a lot, my friend. Always, always.
Good morning, George. It's making so cold this morning. I couldn't even feel it come off my bed this morning. But anyway, here I am. I was walking up by my truck this morning. I mean, last night. Sorry about that. And I heard the neighbor radio blasting 104. I said, what? Like 104 on the give you competition? If I hear them songs, the one of us playing last night. I say, anyway, I ain't frightened for George. George had already have it. Nobody can touch 105. And George, I apologize for you yesterday when I told you to play the Swamp Dog, and you really played. But what happened? My son tell me Swamp Dog and the other one, Sam Stone, is the same thing. Just Sam Stone is sing against Swamp Dog, or Swamp Dog is sing for Sam Stone, something like that. But yet, I give you my apology. I'm very sorry, right? This is Mary from Papa Village. Will you accept my apology?
Mary,
please on the air.
Mary, apology accepted, girl. Your mother, what? Clean and funny, George. I ain't entering no competition, though. A truckload with Vicks vapor rub overturned on the highway. Amazingly, there was no congestion for 8 hours. I love it. Hello, morning. Morning.
Good morning, George.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, God, George. I have a quick one for you, boy.
You talk to me.
You want to hear it again?
All right. I want to wish Asia Walter happy birthday. She turned 7 years old today. Good. Happy birthday, baby. And it's coming from your mom, Lenisha Walter. And I hope you have a blessed one. Make sure mommy buy everything that you want. Don't let them get away with that at all.
Good morning, George. Good morning, Nick. I would like to wish my aunt Gemma of New York a happy belated birthday and all the best. And George, yesterday I tried to get you, but could you do that one wish for her? She wanted you to sing happy birthday for her. So if you could still do it, I will greatly appreciate it. Love you both.
My friends told me they will unfriend me if I'm not a Trump supporter, so I said bye then. 6235105 is that number to call me. Call me and give me a clean but funny one. Prelims. Hello, morning.
Yeah, pleasant morning to you, Big Daddy.
Yeah, big man.
Yeah, I have a little one here for you, poor man here.
Who is this, poor man?
Yeah.
Talk to me.
All right. Now, I have a little work doing on my house and thing. Right? So I have a trade and partner come to do roof and thing. Right? So he's doing a little fancy man to help him do the windows and thing downstairs. So why he come in the galvanizer and thing upstairs now, you know, we just talk funny. The hammer fall out from his hand. He said, look out! The fancy man look up, the hammer fall out and bust his head. He said, boy, why are you looking at him so damn stupid? You could have told me look in instead of look out.
Hey, this is your boy Rupee. Whenever I'm in Trinidad and Tobago, I'm always locked on to the Mixed Nuts morning show. Yeah.
That's correct, guys. Every time he's locked on. I got a voice to take this one.
This is actually on Big Brother, Josh.
Actually, when it's all Chinese band, like me no evening. When you almost done, you actually Chinese fire featuring. The Chinese respond and say, ah, you feel this fire, feel all your smart. I give you free drink if you tell me what is the Chinese word for jumping. The Chinese scratchy head. It's I had this one, man. If I answer you, I get a free drink. Yeah, you get free drink. Chinese turn and say, the Chinese word for jumping is leaping. The Chinese just shake your head and give him a whole bottle.
Hello, morning.
Hey, good morning, Judge.
Morning. Who's this?
Big truck driver, boy.
Hey, big truck, where it is?
Well, you know, I stick into my work, right? I'm not really a joke, man. I ain't gonna make it in a way.
Go ahead.
But, Judge, but I have a nice, short, sweet, sweet one for you.
Talk to me.
Yeah, she named Shorty. She got called in a little while.
Oh, I don't know, all your goodie. This one should be safe enough, so funny not to share with you. Little Sally came from school with a smile on her face and told her mother, Frankie Brown showed me his weenie at the playground. Before the mother could raise a concern, Sally went on to say, it reminded me of a peanut. Relaxing with a hidden smile, Sally mom's asked, really small was it? Sally replied, no, salty. Mom fainted. Gia, what's that one? Okay, I have a next one here from Tony. Good morning, George. Wife is saying, I'm heading to the store. Do you want anything, hubby? I want a sense of meaning and purpose in my life. I seek fulfillment and completeness to my soul. I want to connect to God and discover the spiritual side of me. Wife say, be specific. Black Label or Shiva's? I love it. I love it. Hello, morning.
Georgie.
Yes. Hey, Beatrice.
Yeah, I call it to tell you happy to 105. Everybody big enough 105, boys.
Yeah, well, you know 105 is it?
105 is the number one.
105 is the number one. Don't doubt that.
I'm telling you, boy, I love it. I love it. All right, Georgie, you some good. You go pick up Sunday morning or Monday?
Sunday or Monday.
All right, Georgie.
Okay, baby.
All right.
Oh, guys, Mix Nuts on the Vibe, City 105.
Mix Nuts. Comedy Corner. Comedy
Errol Fabian.
Mix Nuts Comedy Corner. Mix Nuts Comedy Corner.
That's right. First of all, as the man say, my name is Errol Fabian, right? Smooth. One thing you should know about me is that I'm bad, lucky bad. Oh, gosh. Hold on. Let me just get my fly up here.
You see, bad, lucky, I come like my own grandfather did.
Hey, let me tell you about my grandfather. No, my grandfather is a man never smoke a cigarette in his life. My grandmother telling me, oh, at that time, his teeth was brown. I say, but grandma, how grandpa teeth could get brown if he never smoke a cigarette in his life? She say, boy, hear what happened. No, that was before he did married me. Eh? That was his third wife he did married. Now, you know your grandfather, he don't hear too good. And he go on and married a girl named Erica, and she don't hear too good neither. So you know what going on. A morning, grandpa wake up and his eye red and it swell up big. He say, it feeling like gravel in it. Erica say, boy, don't take no chance with your eye. Go by the doctor. So grandpa go down by the doctor. The doctor examine him and he's telling him, don't worry, your eye just overwork. Go home and wash your eye with some murine. Put 2 drops in this eye and 2 drops in that eye. He say, okay, no problem. Go on home and tell Erica. The doctor say, wash my eye with some urine, you know. Yeah, yeah, urine, the man say. He say, put 2 drops in this eye and 2 drops in that eye. Erica said, Al, that was my grandfather's name. You sure is urine? The doctor said, well, man, he's a big man. What do you feel? He said, she said, okay, well, if it's urine, I will not want to risk contamination. So I'm giving you it straight from the source. No problem. So now, Erica line up, and grandpa line up, and grandpa cover one eye. And he say, okay, Erica, give me. And she give him 2 drops. Then he cover the next eye and he say, okay, now shift, shift. But she don't hear too good neither, you know.
Why?
SCT 105 FM. Mixnuts Comedy Corner. Mixnuts Comedy Corner.
This is Kranta and I listening to Mixnuts.
That's correct, guys. Every single morning, listening to Mixnuts. Guys, it's clean but funny, clean but funny. It's Comedy Club. We in the Comedy Corner. This is where you could win yourself a trophy, a Comedy Corner trophy, a Vibe City 105 Comedy Corner trophy. All you got to do is give me a clean but funny, clean but funny. So this is the prelims. Next week, Friday, is another prelims. Then we go into semis and then we have the finals. Yeah? Hello, morning.
Yes, morning, George.
Good morning, sir. And your name is?
My name is Nicholas.
Yes, Nicholas, you called to give me a clean but funny one?
Yes, you had to hold on to your stool before you fall off, you know. Yeah, one day we lie down on the work. And as men, we sit down talking about men that talk about, we talk about women. So one man ups and say, he hear women with brown eyes, that's on the husband. So one fella in the group start to look kind of jittery because he realized he don't know the color of his wife's eyes and she has been getting on kind of funny lately. So he asked for time off. Well, I gave him the time off. I was the foreman. And he went home early. Went up to the bedroom and he met the wife making up the bed. So he tried a thing. He gave her a bear hug and he was trying the palm of her eyes. He bawled out, boom! A man crawled out from under the bed. He said, but how you know I hear, boy?
Oh, no, 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 no. Good one. I love it. I love it. Hello, morning.
Morning, Georgie.
Morning.
Short boss here, boy.
Short boss.
Boss. Yeah, good one.
You're short boss.
I know people like this one. But here I go, right? What is the difference between a snake and a woman?
The spelling?
What is the difference, right, between a snake and a woman?
I don't know.
All right. The difference is a snake is wine and go, and a woman is wine and come.
Short boss, that's what you're calling me for. But you know you're on radio, short boss. Why all your soul? Why all your soul? Come on, we got some WhatsApp messages to take care of. Okay. When asked similarity between women and alcohol, Shakespeare replied, they both have the amazing quality of giving pleasure at night and headache in the morning. All right, Denise. You're getting on bad. Instead of the John, I call my toilet the gym. That's why it sounds better when I say I'm going to the gym first thing every morning. So right.
Me again. 7 months old babies in the womb. So a willy coming towards them. First baby said, see daddy coming inside to say hello. Second baby said, fool. That's not daddy, that's uncle. Daddy never wears a raincoat.
You're easy, V, you're not easy. Hello, morning. Good morning.
My good friend.
Yes.
Daddy George.
Who is this?
This one of the semi-finalists from last week.
Do you mean your name now?
This is David, my boy.
David. All right, David. Rest it on my chest.
This man going in a bar. He say, barman, give me a drink before the fight start. The barman say, what? He say, barman, give me a drink before the fight start. Barman give him the drink. He say, barman, give me a next drink before the fight start. Barman give him the next drink. After the fifth drink, the barman say, barman, he went to drink my next drink before the fight starts. So after the fifth drink, he started walking out the bar. The barman said, hey, yeah, yeah. He said, what? He said, you ain't pay. He said, yeah, but now the fight just starts.
Oh, David. I'm loving it. Good morning, George. I'm really late this morning, but I'm still present. May everyone have a great day and mask up. Congratulations to all the young ones who got the SA results yesterday. The journey has just begun. Good luck, Nicholas. Good morning to the Mixnuts principal, teacher, and students this morning. I wish to congratulate all the C students. Whether you pass for your first choice or not, you're all great. And to those parents who disappointed because your child did not pass for a school you wanted them, shame on you. Bless from Leslie B. Okay, Leslie. Morning, Jordan, the Vibes 105 family. George, I must say, I never knew you had a Parang song. Love it. Play it a little more often. Have a beautiful day and weekend. Be safe. Elsa in Florida. Hello, morning.
Hi, morning, me.
Good morning, me.
I just missed a call from Guardian Media. I won a pizza about 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
And I stepped away from my desk, and that's when they called. 3 weeks ago, and I missed the call. So I'm getting my pizza now.
Okay, I have your number. I will go and talk to the person, and I'll have them call you back.
All right, thank you so much.
Anytime, girl. You know it's one on we.
I love you.
All right, baby, I love you too.
You too.
Bye-bye. Okay, honey. So we have pizza. We have pizza. You know, I ain't giving up. So, guys, we're getting close to the news. Or no, should I say, we're getting close to... We're getting close to the end of the show. Where Sensational Sammy steps in. Hello, morning. Morning.
Hi, good morning, George.
Good morning, darling.
Okay, well, I want to believe I'm a person calling this program, so I have one joke.
Okay.
All right, so frog payment is happening online. So the frogs are eyes, so they give snails, they can't get any clothes.
So I'm not hearing you properly. I'm so very sorry, but we're not hearing you properly. 6235105 is the number. 3881051 is that WhatsApp. Clean but funny. This is the semifinals of the Comedy Corner. Hello, morning.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
Good morning, Daddy George.
Morning. Who is this?
This is Gary.
Yes, Gary.
On the bus route, driving red band.
Yes, Gary, on the bus route.
I went in the grocery yesterday, and I let go a win. But the lady in the back grumbling, and making one set of noise. Oh, they're coming in grocery and coming hard. I say, if you are social distancing, you would not hear that. and if you're smelling it, your mask not working good.
Yeah, boy, Gary. Hello, morning. Morning.
Georgie, David again.
Yeah, David again.
These three bandits died, gone to heaven, so they reach it. You read the pearly gates, you know the pearly gates to heaven, they sent Peter the thing to check him for before you come in, right?
Right.
So they by the pearly gate, but Peter sent Peter watching them. He said, boy, he said, I'm all died. They say, well, we were shot and thing. He said, well, all they, I ain't too sure. I want to thing. Let me check with the boss now. So you going and check with the Lord. The Lord, he said, Lord, there are three men by the gate there. I am skeptical about now. I ain't want to bring them in until the Lord says, St. Peter, go and bring the people, the three men, and let me deal with that. And St. Peter reached back by the Lord. The Lord says, St. Peter, what happened? He said, well, the three men and the gate gone.
All right, guys, we say thanks. So it's been a great Friday. It's been a great Friday morning. A great Comedy Corner.
Morning to Big Daddy George and the 105 family, Miss Trinity. In class and present, love you guys. Blessings. Bye.
Good morning, Big Daddy George. Dale Biddy here from San Juan. Two hunters are out in the woods when one of them collapses. He's not breathing, so his friend calls 911. My friend is dead. What should I do? The operator replies, calm down, sir. First, make sure that he's really dead. There's a silence and a loud bang. Back on the phone. Okay, now what? Good morning. Guys, again, we thank you so very much. Until Sunday morning on the Sunday Stew, we gone.
Start your day the right way with Mixed Nuts in the Morning on the Vibe CT 105 FM.